It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than the children's book, Little Gunther Explores Make-Believe Holocaust.
Little Gunther.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, you can watch it on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page on the aforementioned Facebook. Audio is better on Davin Comedy, but we are live and in somewhat color with wide-scale faces on Facebook. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going well. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
You almost on?
I'm working on it.
You're working. Joe, are you almost online?
We had a couple minutes.
Yeah, these kids only had 2 weeks to work on their tech issues. On the show tonight, New York City becomes the first city in America to have overdose prevention centers. School of Fools and Texas teachers are told if they have a book about the Holocaust, they must also have a book about the Holocaust with an opposing point of view.
Oh, boy.
Nazi news, and we'll tell you what what news personality is in a Twitter feud with, wait for it, the Auschwitz Museum. Because why wouldn't you be in a Twitter feud with the Auschwitz Museum?
But of course.
The mass firing that took place over Zoom. And we will tell you about the strange place that the kitty got the titty. And in scamming scammers, fake Davin was dishonorably discharged from the military. But is that enough for scammer Michelle to discharge fake Davin? So we got a jam-packed show.
Full of jam.
Yeah, Pip is looking at multiple devices. It's like she's working for SpaceX. She's trying to bring Michael Strahan down. It's ridiculous. Like there's a better chance of somebody new creating a launch to outer space than Pip or Joe figuring out Zoom or Facebook. That's what we're working with over here.
It's not going well today.
I'll tell you what. Millionaires are going to space and hundredaires can't figure out how to get online. This is what we are dealing with. Okay. So much to get to. Joe's silent. Okay. Good show. Good start. I don't even know if he's there. Let's clap. Does that turn on Joe? I don't know.
It should turn on his lights.
That's what I think. We should start fucking with Joe's lights in the middle of the show.
We should get like a sound that works.
You're fucking with who?
Your lights. Like if you start annoying me, I'm just going to clap so the lights go off when you're in your house.
why don't you put on Queens We Will Rock You and it'll be like a light show.
It's not a terrible idea. We might have to do that. For anybody watching the show, it is affected by strobe lights. Don't look at Joe's little square. So remember I told you guys that I when I was working, the club paid for the hotel and I got a room charge.
Yeah.
Not a room charge. They charged my credit card because of the incidentals.
Yeah.
They called me back the next day. They took that off.
Oh, good.
They charged me for internet. But internet's free when you stay at the hotel. So apparently they're like, we're going to charge this guy for something. So that's why I hate leaving.
I hate that. They have the opportunity to go and dig around and just pull money out of your account.
No, I don't like it at all.
Nope.
All right. Before we get into the home thing, because there's a lot there. Hello, Joe. Nice to see you.
Before
we get into the home thing, like I said, there's a lot there, and I'm still here, just accumulating boxes. They're encroaching on me. But before we, New York, I want to get your guys' opinion on this, because I am alone in this house, as I often am. New York has reinstated the mask mandate for all places if you go inside.
Yep.
Now, we know, in the beginning of this, in the middle of this, I was like, you know what, you got to do the mask, stop being a bitch about it, got to do a mask. But I am here to say, enough. Enough. Everybody's had a chance to get the vaccine. Now, listen, if I'm in a place where there's, like, kids, that would be under five. Under five, where I'm going to be in close contact with children under five, as I'm wont to do. If I'm going to be in that place, yes, I will mask up.
Kid toucher.
Children. But for everybody else, you fuckers are on your own. You had a shot. You had a shot for three shots. Why am I getting the shot? That's what the whole problem with this has been the whole time, because they don't do these vaccine passports. They're not rewarding the people who are doing the responsible thing. So you just go, well, if you're not going to check, then what's the point? I don't like needles, even though we're doing a story with needles later on. I'm not a fan. Why am I doing this? I have gotten three vaccines, and from what I'm told, the chances are greatly diminished of me getting sick, and they're greatly diminished of me becoming infected and passing on. Now, that being said, quick aside, my wife apparently knows somebody who is perfectly healthy, had three vaccines, dead. What do you want me to tell you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it can happen. But I'm like, you know, but now I'm like, well, you could die from the flu. Because that's what this is now, kids. Because we have the vaccine. They have pills that can treat you. They have hormone thing, steroid treatments to treat you. This isn't March of 2020 when we didn't know what this was and we had to do the right thing for ourselves and each other. We've come a long way. It is time to acknowledge the science that you can't hold up... What?
It just gets ridiculous. I mean, look, I've been doing Santa Claus gigs for the past two weekends. Okay, I've done two company parties, and I've done a restaurant. Okay, nobody's maybe a couple of people wear masks. Everybody's fine. Okay. Meanwhile, in New York, you got to wear masks. We're gonna have our first company party. We had in about a year. We didn't have it last year. We're gonna have it at this place called the Viana Hotel, which is down the street. Some people were afraid to come to cancel it, so they rescheduled it to go to this other place called the Main Event, which is a great place. You know, we're all excited, but what happened was with the mask mandate that the governor has assigned, it's like, what's the point? So we're just going to have like a hero on the third, you know? So it's just interesting that it's like Jersey is right over the river. It's not like in Texas, you know? So I think this whole thing in New York is ridiculous. And it's kind of screwing stuff up. We've got the vaccine. I mean, a lot of people have gotten the vaccine. Well, the vaccine, you know, you could still get it. So why are we getting the vaccine? Well, you have to wear a mask. Well, the mask kind of works. Well, yeah, but, you know, so what are we doing here?
I just read a study right before the show started that they did in other countries. And it turns out these other countries that do these vaccine passports where they say if you want to go to a club, if you want to go to a restaurant, you have to prove that you're vaccinated. It actually increased vaccination rates among the younger population. Enough. Let's do that already. Let's just...
Oh, by the way, I want to add, I've been to Madison Square Garden last Monday and the USB Arena on Friday. Nobody's wearing masks. You know what? I did wear a mask. I'll be very brief. I wore a mask Friday night because the guys next to me seemed like I had a cold, so I had the mask in my jacket. So I did wear a mask for most of the...
Yeah, well, listen, the masks work, but I'll tell you what, Joe.
I was a minority, you know?
Listen, the masks work, but I'll tell you what, you have that concert this week, now apparently everybody has to wear a mask. We've gone 6 months without wearing the mask. I know there's a new variant. There's going to be a lot of new variants because a lot of mofos won't get vaccinated. This is what I said. I know it's very harsh. You have the hospital say, listen, if you're not vaccinated, we're not treating you. You have the insurance company say, if you're not vaccinated, your rates are going way up and we're not covering you if you get sick. You do that, you'll get people vaccinated and won't be the man pushing you down. And then the rest of us can live our goddamn lives already. Instead, you know, I got to go, you know, the wife's like, well, you should mask up. The daughter's trying to lecture me. I'm like, I'm not telling you not to wear a mask. Wear a mask if it makes you feel better.
The choice. And look, I, you know my opinions on all of this. I got my first vaccine. I got my booster. I wear a mask if I have to. You know what? Because I need to work. I need to work at the day gig. I need to work at the comedy club. I need to work as Santa Claus. I need to work. So I play the game. And if the vaccine ain't going to kill me, Twinkies are, as I say in my act. But nonetheless, that's the deal. You know, and for people, well, we need to do this and we need to. No, enough. Enough of this shit.
They.
When the next state over a bridge, you don't have to, you know?
It's too much. Listen, when you lose me with the whole mask and vaccine thing, you've gone too far. And I said this with the Broadway thing. Enough. Listen, if you want to come into the show, you have to prove that you're vaccinated. At least two shots now, or one with the Johnson & Johnson if you want. Whatever they do, I'm fine with that. And it sucks for the people working the door. But you know what? We got all this federal money. Let's hire some cops. We'll put them at the door. The cops need extra money. We'll put the cops at the door.
But the most interesting thing is, for the past, going on a year and three quarters, when we get into the subject, you and I, it's 30 minutes of arguing and fighting. Meanwhile, we're holding hands right now going...
No, well, I don't think that's necessary. I don't think we were fighting the whole time.
Well, we had very sharp divisions on it. But for the simple fact that you and I are kind of marching in lockstep over this, you know, shows you where we have progressed.
Because I don't have a political ideology. I have common sense and decency. And common sense says this vaccine has been out long enough. There are now treatments that you could take if you get sick. We stop coddling them. If they don't want to take the precautions, let them fucking die. So what? And don't make the nurses and doctors take care of them. If they want to believe Fauci's a Nazi, and we'll get to that story, fine. But if you get sick, don't come goose stepping to me. You know, we all take our chances. Listen, I don't have a problem if you want to drink and drive on a racetrack and there's no one else around. If you want to take the turns quickly and you can't hurt anybody else, crash, motherfucker. It's your life. It's freedom, baby. You have the freedom to be a moron.
Yes, agreed. Wholeheartedly agreed, yes.
And the thing with the vaccines now is we are told if you get the booster, there's a very small chance that you'll get infected, a very small chance that you will pass it on. That's what we are told. Again, if you tell me I'm going into a place where there's immunocompromised people or there's a sign that says immunocompromised people here are here, I'll play ball. I'll wear the mask. If I'm going to a place where there's children under 5 that can't get the vaccine, I'm not an asshole. I'll put on the mask. I don't, even though I really don't think I can...
The pharmacy... is a good example. You go into the pharmacy, you know, there's the chance of people that are going in there are sick.
Nay, I am always maskless into the pharmacy. You know why, Joe? Because here's the thing. I don't go near people. Long before social distancing was a thing, I social distance. Why? Because I don't like you.
Yeah, look, I'm not, you won't see me driving a welcome wagon anytime soon either, but if you have to go in, you put a mask just for the simple fact that there are probably people in there that are sick of coming back from the doctor.
But Joe, the people that are sick are coughing up a lung anyway. I'm staying far from them anyway.
Yeah, I know. Well, anybody coughs, I'm like, whoa.
It's a perfect place to wear a mask, to wear a suit of armor, but you know, yeah, stuff like that, you know. And like I said, you know my views on this, but I'm not going to be, you know, cavalier about it. I'm going to play the game. I got to work. I got to do gigs. I got to do what I got to do.
Listen, if I'm going to get COVID, it's going to be at the comedy club. You know, when people come up to you and breathe all over you, or from a comic when you're sharing microphones. That's what it's going to be from. And we were handling that. We had something called comic condoms. I would bring my own microphone. I would bring the hand cleanser, the hand sanitizer, and wear the mask in the back of the room. But it's not the beginning of 2020 anymore. It's not the end of 2020. It's not the beginning of 2021. We are at the end of 2021, and science, yes, I believe in science, you dumb motherfuckers, science has come up with some good shit. So why do we have to go back to remedial shit?
Well, it gets to the point where you play the game, and regardless my opinion or your Twitter Pip's opinion, you play the game. You take the shot, you get this, you put the mask on, you do that, and then they come, well, you got to put the mask on. No, enough. Enough of this shit.
I'll tell you what, my friend. I will be striding in. I will be striding in maskless to most places. Now, I will have a mask in my pocket, and if somebody from the store tells me to wear a mask, I will certainly roll my eyes at them. But I'm not gonna rip them a new one. I'm not gonna make a scene. I'll give them a harumph. I'll put on the mask, and I might say, well...
Yeah. I'll mumble, oh, for Christ's sake, under my breath, and I'll put the damn thing on.
Yeah, we're not making a TikTok video out of me, but I might say to them...
Exactly.
I might say to them, and what was the point of the 3 injections? Was it just so the government could track me? Was it just so I could be magnetic? Was it just so I could be Mothra? What was the point of these 3 injections I got?
Oh God, don't even say stuff like that.
What? What? I am magnetic. It's not just my personality anymore. I have 3 shots.
The interesting thing about this, folks, is that with the Omicron...
Omicron.
They say, well, you know, with this coming in, people. One person is bad. The thing about it is that it is not as bad as the Delta. The recovery rate is a lot better than the Delta.
They said it's They said I was listening today to former head of the FDA, and now he's on the board of Pfizer, Dr. Scott Gottlieb. He said it's 30% less than Delta hospitalization rate. He's like, but he's surprised. He's like, that's still higher than I thought it was going to be. Mm. But again, at some point, you go, all right, I'm going to take my chances with this shit. I've taken all the precautions.
Yes. And I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but for the simple fact that in Jersey, everything still goes on as normal, you know, and you go, and because Hochul is afraid of the Omicron variant, you know, so it's,
Listen, she's doing it because she doesn't want the hospitals to be overwhelmed. But again, I solved the problem. You can't come in here if you have not been vaccinated. Go home and die. Now you believe in science and doctors? Too bad. So sad. Bye-bye. You can't, you know, there's no come to, it's not like jail when you discover religion. You don't get to discover science when you're hocking up a lung. No. You had almost 2 years to discover science. But you thought Fauci was a Nazi. Die, motherfucker. I'm sorry. You had the chance. This shit's for free. It's not like only the rich people can get vaccinated. They can't give this shit away. Other countries are begging for the vaccine. We're like, no. We're sure a third of our population will get smart one of these days. No, they're not. You know what? We can stand to lose about 100 million people. You know, it was a tragedy when we lost 100,000, 200,000, 300,000. Because Joe, what is my northern star? What is always my northern star? I can't stand the stupid. I am willing to lose 100 million of the stupid. Again, I'm not talking about people who can't get the vaccine for what other reasons. I will do my duty to protect those people if they can't get the vaccine. But if you are willfully saying you do not want the vaccine, you don't trust the vaccine, Fauci's a Nazi, I don't want Fauci's ouchie. If you're Bill Gates is tracking me because I'm oh so important as I look on my iPhone or you know, and check in that I went to TGI Fridays. If you're giving me all that shit, you can die. We've had enough of you. You can die. I'm fine with that.
That's your right. If that's your belief, then fine. You know, and our beliefs is, look, I'll play the game and stuff like that. Like that, that's fine. But for the folks like us that are playing the game, you know, and you're like, well, you still got to wear a mask, so what do we get the vaccine for?
Right. Well, that's this country's doing it wrong. This country is doing it wrong. They can't impinge on my freedom. Yeah, but now we're all losing. We're not really losing our freedom. Freedom not to wear a mask isn't really a freedom. But we're all being inconvenienced because other people have a misconception of what freedom is and what Nazis were. Enough. You're the minority. Suck it up, buttercup. Get the injection, or you can't come into the restaurant. You can't come into the comedy club. You can't come to the hospital. You can have your little parties. You can all breed amongst yourselves and get each other sick. And you know what? There's plenty of interwebs doctors you can turn to for videos. Dr. Joe Rogan is in session. You can listen to Joe Rogan's podcast on Spotify and get the latest medical technologies who makes his money watching two people beat the shit out of each other. You have that option, and I highly encourage you to do it. Now, leave me the fuck alone. Pip has been looking at us bemusingly, Joe. I don't know if she feels...
Because we're not fighting. a topic that has been cats and dogs for almost 2 years. Well, we're like...
Well, no, I don't... But
it's scary.
I don't really think like you and I have been cats and dogs. I think we've been like cats of different species. Like, you know, we might occasionally, you know, swipe at each other.
There was a fucking humongous argument, you know. But still, with what's going on right now, enough is enough. Especially when I cross a river into a very liberal state, and nobody's wearing masks at parties, and it's fine. And the governor of New Jersey doesn't see the sense of urgency as the governor of New York does. You know, it's bullshit.
Well, I'll tell you, Joan. Tomorrow night, I will be doing a show in New York City at a comedy club there. We will see if they are all masked. We shall see what happens. Because I got to tell you,
I'm doing one on Friday, so it's.
I don't.
And it was one of the few places that I got. You know, I had to show the ID and stuff, which is fine. I don't care. I'm playing the game. You know?
I don't think anybody's going to be wearing a mask. Pip, would you like to comment before we move on?
I'm just really sick of every place. Look at every. Everything that you see on television and whatever is some idiot yelling about how they want to be let into some place that has a mask policy, and they just are doing it to prove some stupid point. And it's like,
I don't know what point they're proving.
I'm not sure what point they're proving either. That
I can get into the Olive Garden.
Yeah, but the thing about it is the thing about it, you might just see a handful of people putting up with that. I mean, look, I went to two concerts, and everybody had a show ID. Not one person.
Yeah, but that was to keep Phil Collins alive.
but no, nobody was going, oh, it's bullshit. No, just you pull the card, you show them your ID, you show them your card, you go in, and it's done. I don't want to, look, I deal with so much bullshit during my day. I don't want any bullshit, you know.
All right, let's let Pip continue with her thought. We interrupted her there.
No, I was, you know, I've gone down the YouTube window too many times.
Of course you have. Why wouldn't you?
Of people... You know, marching up to stores and demanding admittance. And it's like, these are the idiots that are the reason why the people who are vaccinated continue to wear masks. Because if stores and places have to have mask policies because there are too many people that didn't get vaccinated. So you can't tell one from the other.
Well,
everybody slap a mask.
But the
on.
Theory is, if you have three of these fucking injections at this point, you are, and listen, there's always breakthrough, but you are protected. It's really how risk adverse are you? I'm willing to gamble a little bit, but the theory is, you get these three injections, at least until you need the fourth one and the fifth one, you're good to go. So then why the mask?
Can I interrupt you for a second? You got three injections?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you get?
Pfizer, heroin. And I'll tell you what, the heroin had the worst effect. I was very sleepy and I lost weight. So I immediately stopped and started smoking pot. I felt better and gained all the weight back.
The reason I ask is I got J&J. And then I got Pfizer. Oh, Christ, it's going to be 3 weeks on Saturday. And the guy told me I'm good for a year.
Well, that might change. Well, I got three Pfizer. I think Pip got three Pfizer. I didn't feel anything. I mean, it hurt my arm, you know. By the way, and the nurse was very nice. I liked the nurse was very sweet. And I told her she was a nice person.
That was nice.
I said, you know, you're very nice, because I was afraid I was going to get Nurse Ratchet, because when we had gone a couple weeks earlier, and I don't know, maybe she had just been working the showers, but she was not a pleasant human being, so I did not want to get jabbed by her. But this woman, I think she had a Russian accent, very lovely, reminded me of one of the women on 90 Day Fiancé, very sweet. I said, you know, you're very nice, you made this very pleasant. She's like, well, it's easy to be nice when other people are nice. So yeah. It's nice to be nice to the nice.
Other people were not getting the same reaction from her because of their behavior.
Listen, she was a lovely woman. If somebody was an asshole to her, they were just an asshole going in. Yeah. And that's what happens when you deal with people.
And what's interesting, when I got my shot, you know, usually people, I'm going in another week. You can't see me another week. I asked them, I go, how long until I can get a shot? It's 14 minutes, 15 minutes. Sit there.
Yeah, we had a schedule. You got lucky. So you're tired of watching these people confront the workforce.
Yeah, people. Well, you know, I mean, customer service is always hard, but it's difficult to see people being jackasses just because they feel that they can be. You know, everyone's a friggin' Karen or Kyle.
Agreed.
These days,
Kyle.
And I.
But what I I'm sorry, Pep. I cut you off.
Go on, Pep.
That's okay. On this show, I'm used to it.
All right, you're getting no sympathy. We're being nice. Fucking go on, stupid.
It's nice to be nice to the nuns.
Or to Pip in this case. Now, go on.
But I'm annoyed that I have to wear a mask because people have had to place policies because there are so many people that didn't get vaccinated. So now they're like, you know what? We're not going to check you people at the door and say, pull out your card. We don't have time for that shit. So now everybody wear a mask because I can't tell the difference between all of you.
So you agree with Joe and I?
Well, I'm irritated that I have to, but I'm willing to do it just so that it forces the unclean amongst us to wear their fucking mask when they're in a supermarket or wherever I have to be. I don't go a lot of places.
It's a stupid
policy.
Because
I know there are so many people out there, or they're going to make a stink about that they don't want to wear a mask, and I don't want to hear it.
They screwed it up from the beginning. And doctors were saying, you reward the people who have done the right thing. Give them access. That's what other countries have had. And the other people are going to bitch. They were going to bitch anyway. So you know what? They're either going to decide to get the stupid vaccine or they're not. They're either going to decide they want to go see Genesis or they're not. They're going to decide they want to go to TGI Fridays or they're not. Don't worry. Enough people still want to see Genesis and enough people still want to go TGI Fridays.
But they'll get their shots. Well, the other thing is that, you know, the people that didn't get vaccinated and then they got one of the versions of COVID and they lived through it. They're like, well, that wasn't so bad. And it's like, yeah, because you were lucky. You were lucky. Yeah. So just because you were lucky doesn't mean it's not bad.
Yeah, but listen, people don't have empathy. I don't want to get into a whole thing. But all right, so the three of us, two libs, I guess, if you're keeping score at home, and one conservative, if you're keeping score at home, we are all pretty much of the same mind of this. Enough with the bullshit. Yeah. We've all had enough, and the unvaccinated at this point, if they had the opportunity, I think I speak for all of us. You can all die. All right, let's move on.
One second. Lisa 2-Eye, we have Lisa 1-Eye and 2-Eye.
So we have 3 eyes.
And Deb. We have everybody.
Wow.
Yay.
Well, if you go Debbie, then you actually have a 4th eye.
You know what? That's too confusing for me. But
it's what I do.
2-Eye said, it's always nice to be nice to those who have sharp objects in hand. Needles.
Sure. That's an excellent point.
That is a good point.
I remember that sometimes when I would get blood taken and they're like assholes, it's like, be nice, stupid, they're going to be stabbing you with a sharp object.
That's a very valid point. But it just goes to show that if Pip and I have had enough, and we've been out front saying, do the right thing from the beginning, you're going to lose a lot of people with this shit. You're going to have more people who are going to go, for fuck's sakes, and lose their shit at Walmart. Again, I'm not going to lose my...
No matter where you stay, I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? You know, both sides. I don't want to take it. I took it. What are we doing here? Where are we going from here?
It's like I always say, we are full of stupid, and I'm willing to be unfull of stupid. All right, let's move on. Still talking about stupid, so much has happened with this house I may or may not buy.
Oh, God.
It is a goddamn nightmare. You guys know going in how I feel about incompetence. You know.
No. Shoot. Do enlighten us.
Listen, I am a very lovely person.
Yes.
Do the best you... No, I am.
Slow down, he says.
I will not. Do the best you can that is to be reasonably expected, and don't be willfully stupid, and you and I will have no problems. If you are ignorant because you've not had the opportunity for an education to learn something, I will be very patient with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is if you're an asshole, I got no fucking time for you.
Well, I just...
But what are you doing? I'm not you. Hold on. She's got cream all over the place.
What did you do?
It looks like she's working a third job over there. What are you doing?
Well, I oftentimes during the show, and people who watch the Zoom will know this.
Get out of here. That's too much. You got it all over the place.
No, I didn't.
I saw it dripping.
I got it on me.
What is she doing?
It looks like her anniversary. She's covered in white cream.
I literally am. This is supposed to be a thicker lotion than that, and I... It,
Hey, he's a man of a certain age. How dare you? How dare you? You know what? You know what? You're not as lubricated as you used to be either.
How dare you?
I'm sticking up for Mr. Helix here. You're questioning the thickness of his cream. I will not have you question that saint on this show.
Pip relives her golden years as a fluffer. The old days before Viagra.
The inspiration for Fake Davin's first job.
I miss the old days. No, this crap is supposed to be thicker than this. And it's like, well, that came out.
Dude, it shot out like it was an eighth grader getting his first hand job. Like, she picked it up, uncorked it, and it just, like, spouted out all over the place. Like, oh, is that supposed to happen? Now look, she's covered herself in a fucking animal.
Looks like the back seat of a Nober in a high school parking lot.
Now she's rubbing it in like the horse she is.
Well, you know what? It's good for your skin.
Of course it is. That's what I always said. Rub, look at you. Yeah, I told you spilled it.
I got it on me, though.
Oh, my God. You are fucking out. Now I'm going to hear shit from your husband. What are you doing on that show?
Yeah, really. I'm not bringing this to the dry cleaners. It's evidence.
Joe did the fat horse challenge. Pip's doing the fuck a horse challenge over there.
I'm using utterly smooth cream, and it's really utterly quick and creamy, and wow, that's more watery than I remember.
You fucking pig, you. It's not utterly... Well, she fucking opens it up. She's covered in this shit all over my house. You know how much scotch guarding you have to do when Helix comes over? It's ridiculous. I'm not going to wrap everything else in plastic anymore. I'm just going to wrap her in plastic and poke a couple holes, and we'll hope for the best. That's what we're going to...
All depends on where the holes are poked.
I have not made up my mind yet on that. We'll see how the rest of this evening goes.
I was just going to say that the chat room is enjoying this. Thank you.
Yeah, well, they always like to see a whore get it.
Well, you know, those of you who watch the show see that you probably notice that oftentimes I'm putting hand cream on my hands because I have time to kill, and so I sit there and do that.
There's no time to kill.
I was just going to say that. We're in the middle of a show. What are you, taking a break?
Yeah, wait, this time, when we take a musical break, cover yourself with all the cream you want, you whore. We're in the middle of a show here. I'm about to talk about the house. I have time to get... No, you're supposed to be engaged.
I'm listening. I'm just creaming.
I got a little free time. Really?
Well, you know what, Joe? This tells me that you and I have not sunk our fangs into her nearly enough of late. If she has all... Let her spend her time putting up the fences.
Well, I can.
A fang sinking is apropos right now.
Our girl has gotten way too comfortable on this show.
Listen, I can rub my hands together. No,
apparently you can't. Well, you've derailed the show. Apparently you can't. So don't tell me what you can do when you failed for all to see.
But I have the smoothest hands now.
Nobody cares. Yeah, Joe's just going to do his taxes while we're at it.
I knew that. Oh, are you filing, Joe? What are you doing?
I'm just doing chores like you, Ben.
Joe's going to write a new Fragile Sky song in the middle of the fucking show since he's got time to kill now.
Listen, I could shuck corn in the middle of the
show.
No,
you can't. Because you know what would happen if you shuck corn? You'd take an eye out with that. You're a fucking animal that can't be trusted with anything.
Well, this is not untrue.
Right! So stop it! Focus! The audacity of you! You can't even remember your goddamn password, which you use every week, and you think you're capable enough to put cream on your hands? Nay! No, you are not! You are not that skilled! How dare you overthink you are qualified! Apparently, this job that you... This day program does not realize who you are, but I most certainly do.
They don't know everything.
Look, if you got dry hands, you go, I got dry hands. They're really hurting right now. I just want... But when you go, well, I had... With some free time I had... Jesus Christ, we've been off for 35 minutes free time.
This woman can't even send me an Instagram story, and she thinks she can monitor a chat room and cream her hands at the same time? The evidence says otherwise. Be careful drinking that. You should use two hands. Actually, I'm going to talk to the wife and insist on a sippy cup from now on for you.
Well, I'll tell you.
Don't put it on the floor.
No, it's not on the floor. I'm just showing the audience that I brought this evil to work today, and this thing exploded twice.
Of course it did.
Right next to my keyboard.
Because you know what? There's a door right there. When you're going to open something, you go out the door. Joe and I will handle the show while you cover yourself in all the fluids you want to.
Promise?
Listen, if it means saving the equipment, yes.
Okay.
Christ, fucking animal. I was about to tell this horrible house story, and she can't even let me have this moment. She's going, oh, I'm going to jerk off utterly smooth. Oh, wow, I got cream all over the place. Me, oh my, did I do that? Oh, my stars. Heavens to Murgatroyd. I just excited the tube so much.
Hey, when you're good, you're good.
Usually I will defend you, but I got to side with the boss on this one.
Everybody would side with me. I'm a fair man. She's an animal and a heathen who can't be trusted. And clearly she has too much free time. So we will change that. I will think of something to do for her to do.
No, I got plenty of time.
Apparently you don't.
I do. I'm saying hello to the girls, but I'm listening to
Is you. That how you say hello to everybody? You cover yourself in cream? Talk about the welcome wagon.
Well, how do you think I met Mr. Helix in the first place?
I was there. I recall. I told him it was a party trick. She doesn't always do this.
And he didn't run screaming.
Maybe it was those supple hands that kept Mr. Helix engaged. I don't know. God, fucking filthy whore. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. See, somebody's engaged. Somebody's paying attention.
I'm married.
What? Engaged. Yeah, I really don't know what to do with you at this point. When you're not engaged, it's a problem. When you're very engaged, still a problem.
Give him some furnishings to decorate the barrel with is what you can do. Right?
She's laying down a nice creamy foundation at the bottom of that barrel.
You are so in there right now.
Pip has luxuriated in the barrel.
Splinters. I've spent enough time down here. The barrel has a smooth sheen all around the inside.
Pip likes the barrel so much she's going to start filling it with her own crap.
Yeah, that's true. My car is empty, but the barrel is full.
Yes. All right. Slowly. I have to watch our every intake at this point. All right. So are you composed? Are you together over here?
As much as I'm going
to
be.
Ugh, what a fucking mess. Out of all the fucking people to talk to in a fucking remedial comedy class. Makes you question a lot of decisions. So when we last left off with this house nightmare,
yeah,
we had missed several closing dates we thought we were going to make because the document said on or by November 15th.
Oh, yeah.
So you figure somewhere around there, you're going to close.
Right.
You can expect to close within 30 days, December 15th, mm-hmm. which is tomorrow for those of you listening at home. So now my wife can't get a hold of our attorney. And I just love an attorney you can't get a hold of.
I hate that.
So, because remember when we last left off, she was trying to call her, and then I sent a letter. Mm-hmm. I sent an email. When we last left off, I sent an email.
Yeah.
You know, we did not. So that was Tuesday, the week before. So we did not hear from the attorney on Wednesday. Now I'm pissed because I asked specific questions in that letter, including, does she have our municipal report? And if so, are there issues? And did she send them a time of the essence letter sent when we got the tentative closing date of November 15th?
Right.
So on Thursday morning, I leave a message with her service saying our attorney is not responsive.
Wow.
I think it's the right thing to do.
Yes, it is.
Little side note, this attorney... Did I tell you guys this? This attorney is also the judge in our town. Did I tell you guys this? I've actually appeared before her.
I don't remember that. Oh, great.
I appeared before a few years ago. Remember I got the speeding ticket? And they let me go, and there was the homeless couple, and I took care of that?
No.
I told you guys this.
I don't remember it.
So a buddy of mine calls the Warwick police. They let me go. No, nothing. No. There was a homeless couple there that got I talked about this before. They got a ticket because they were parked illegally. Well, when you're homeless, you know, your parking options are limited.
Yeah.
So what I did, since I was getting off scot-free, I said to the judge, I said, I'd like to pay for their... They were already gone. I'd like to pay for their fine.
That was nice.
Thank you. I'm not always a horrible human being.
I never said that.
So I mentioned that to the judge.
I remember that story.
Yeah. So I mentioned that to the judge, our attorney. She's like, I remember that. She's like, yeah. I'm like, you fucking think you'd be better at this shit. Anyway, so I've been before this judge, our attorney before, but now she's working for me. So now she calls someone. So here's the thing. You guys know this. We let the wife be the face of this corporation here.
Yeah.
You know, like the neighbors, we let the wife handle things. She makes a better first impression. If I have to get involved, things have already gone tits up. I'm best left to my own devices.
Right.
You know, that you know, and the wife has been primarily handling most of these housing issues.
Yeah.
You know, she's the nicer human being. I'm left to my own. You know, I weigh in when I
good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. You know, no, good human being, asshole. However you want to say. But, you know, But now I'm involved. And when I'm involved, that means things have gone tits up.
Yeah.
Because my wife is very capable, but I will not deal with bullshit for too long, as Pip will tell you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly.
But so you know what the thing about it is, regarding a house or business, things happen. But God damn it, I want a straight answer.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and I'm feeling frustration all over again listening to you. What I went through.
Oh,
you know,
oh,
the old place that bought this place.
Oh, strap in, my friend. Strap in. So then she calls my wife later on in the afternoon, and she's like, didn't you get the email with the municipal report? No. Wasn't in this. Oh, so who knows if she sent it or not? The internet is a wild place. I'm not going to call her a liar. I'm just going to say my wife never got it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a municipal report, and she sent it. Again, so here, I'm sorry I have to read a lot of this. There's just so much involved. So the deck is up to code. The deck is up to code.
Okay, that's important.
The pool is up to code.
Okay.
My wife asked about the deck around the pool because, like I told you guys, I am bougie white trash if I get this house. Again, if you guys are not paying attention, white trash, above ground pool. Bougie white trash, above ground pool with deck attached.
Ooh.
Classy people, in ground pool. Highfalutin, way out of my league, in ground pool, salt water.
Oh.
So this is my pool scale. So I am bougie white trash.
All right.
I
aspire to
you, as well, you should. You are looking at bougie white trash if I get this house.
You got the fancy rims on the El Camino.
I most certainly do. Joe gets it. Joe understands.
That's the perfect standard. Yes.
All right. So my wife asked about the deck around the pool. That got the building inspector poking around.
Hmm.
It turns out we need a gate from the pool where people enter the deck, lest a wee one fall in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fuck, relax.
I'm saying it because it was in the fence business. I used to deal with that shit.
Well, whatever.
Getting COs on houses and stuff like that. Yeah, it's code.
Well, but there is a gate, and my wife sends the attorney the picture. There's an issue with the front stairs. In the town, if you have, I think it's more than four stairs, you need a railing. There are two sets of five stairs that have no railing.
Oh, God.
So now we can close without it, but it needs to get fixed.
Right.
We can have the seller fix it, or we can do it ourselves and get a credit. Now, if you have the seller do it, she's going to do the cheapest. She don't give a shit.
Right. It's going to be ugly.
And the seller really doesn't want to do it anyway, and we want to do it. So she gives us a credit. She's willing to give us a credit, which is what we want. So we need to get an estimate by Monday. That was last Monday. Why by Monday, 12/5? Well, our rate lock expires. Our mortgage rate expires on 12/10. So now everything's under the gun. After that, we have to pay to keep the rate, and if the rate is higher than our 2.9, if the rate's higher than our 2.99. Right now, it's a 3.00, essentially the same.
Yeah.
In addition, my wife does not want to go through underwriting again, so she's really stressed out.
Yeah.
So the seller agrees to close on 12/9. Seller agrees to close on 12/9. However, she's not gotten the paperwork back from the house she's buying. So remember, when this house went on the market, there was no mention of her having to buy another house.
Right.
There was no contingency. So she also wanted us under contract in 2 weeks. Remember that? She's like, I want you guys under contract in 2 weeks.
Yeah, she was in all fired hurry.
Yes. And we moved heaven and earth to get that done with the house inspectors, working with the mortgage companies. We were dealing, going back and forth between two banks. We had our contract signed by October 6th.
Wow, yeah.
So now, since then, it's been stalling. And I've been like, this is bullshit. She's stalling. And what's my wife's default when I have a position, Pip?
To disagree with you.
Yes. that is my wife's default. Immediately disagree. Why? Because she's an independent woman, and I must be a numbnuts. Always. And what usually happens after, as is often the case here on this show,
that you are proven right.
Yes. So now
we didn't we didn't start this. We didn't say this to each other.
No.
We know.
Exactly. We know. So now, how do I know that my wife thinks I'm right? Because she's regurgitating the same shit I said to her, to my real estate agent. And I'm like, wait a second. You told me I was wrong. Now you're saying what I said to the real estate agent.
It sounds incredibly familiar.
And the real estate agent agrees with her.
Hey, listen to me. With everything going on, with you and I planning to walk away, it's kind of good that you both are in lockstep here, because you guys, I'll let you continue, but you're going to have to make a major decision with where you're going.
We'll get there.
And it's best that you're both on the same page.
Yes. Well, we usually are on big decisions. We don't usually come to loggerheads. When we planned our wedding.
Bullshit, man.
When we planned our wedding, my wife and I formed a strong alliance between the parents and everybody else who had an opinion. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
So, yeah. But
who decided on the roast?
Nobody. That was my father. That was Milt. That was Milt and Johnny Watson.
Really? Your dad was involved in that?
Oh, yeah. My dad thought it was a great idea.
You didn't know that, Pip?
No.
That was not my decision.
No, I knew it wasn't yours.
No, by the time I was involved, the train had already left the station. Oh. It was just...
And Pip, how long have you been married?
Next year, it'll be 20 years.
20 years. If you mention that moment to his wife right now, you will still see the blood.
Oh.
And she loves Pip. My wife loves Pip. Probably loves Pip more than me. Of course, she hasn't seen all the liquids, you know, dropped in this basement. But my wife loves Pip. But you're right.
She'll get absolutely sore at 20 years.
No. I know. She would turn into a beet because she was purple.
She'll get fucking livid.
Oh,
it was her day.
I know. I looked over at her and I was
no,
like...
No, Joe. It wasn't her day. It was all of your days to shine.
Oh, my God. I know. I have a very vivid, uncomfortable memory of all of that.
Why is Joe still welcome in the house? Because he was funny and short. Much like me, funny and short.
And why am I still welcome? I did not participate.
You did not participate. That's why Pip is still welcome. All right. Let's move now. She's forgiven them, but it's a problem. Anyway.
But anyway,
so now my wife agrees with me, and the real estate agent agrees with me.
Good.
We have some stalling time. Why don't people agree with me right away? I don't know.
Because there has to be a little struggle.
I guess. I guess I look wrong.
You know what the thing is, Deb? I'm one of the most impatient people you'd ever want to meet. I'm sorry. I'm sure you know that.
No.
But when I had to go through underwriting and sell my... I learned patience, because if I said, if I lose my temper, I'm going to fucking have a stroke. So I learned to be very patient with all the fucking nonsense that goes along with all this shit.
All right.
Yes, I also learned to chew on my tongue and just send the duplicate and don't talk about it.
Anyway, all right, so let's get back to this. So she's willing to close on the 9th, but she needs another 2 weeks to stay in the house after closing.
Lisa Two Eyes says she couldn't get a large box from Costco.
This woman?
Yeah.
Lisa, you are preaching to the choir, girl. I will replay this tape at the closing if it should ever happen.
Oh, God, if she ever knew all the things that we said.
So that would bring us to 12/23. If we close on the 9th.
Okay.
That would bring us to December 23rd till we can actually get in the house. So during that period of time, we would own the house, but she'd be in the house, so we could not start work on moving.
Mm.
She would basically pay us the taxes and the mortgage for that time.
Yeah.
During that time, we would hold $5,000 in escrow with her attorney to do one more walkthrough when she moves in case of any damage.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell my wife's not thrilled because we're having this conversation on speakerphone. I'm next to my wife. I can tell she's not thrilled. I say, how about they just hold the $20,000 deposit check that we wrote until the seller gets out, and then if there's any damage, we'll take it out of there. If not, it's released. And my wife feels much better with that.
But how long is that going to go for?
It's supposed to go to the 23rd, Joe. We close on the 9th. It's supposed to go to the 23rd. It's not ideal. Whatever. So they agree. In addition, I say she can stay until Sunday 12/26. Because realistically, I'm probably not going to be able to get a locksmith on Christmas Eve. I'm really not going to be able to do anything that I need to do on Christmas. So she can stay till December 26th.
And even that week between Christmas and New Year's, you can't get much done. At least they're busy. Pretty much anything done.
Unless you only work through the Jewish Workmen's Guild. That's the only way that you're getting anything done.
Well, I mean, there's some stuff we can do, the things we can do on our own. Our attorney thinks this is very generous. So we reschedule our cleaning service. The earliest they can now do the house is New Year's Eve. We're not thrilled, but we'll do other stuff. The seller agrees to the date and the $20,000. Fine.
And that date's the 23rd, correct?
For her to get out, close on the 9th, get out on the 23rd. Paying what she's going to pay, we'll do another walkthrough.
Yeah.
Okay. Monday comes, and we meet with the contractor for the railings. And while we're out, the seller's attorney says the seller is willing to credit us $200 for that. That seems
pay for three rungs.
Yeah, I know. It's like for the curl at the end. Thanks.
That seems low.
Yeah.
We go online. Is that for a cheap railing kit at Lowe's? But that doesn't include installing it, putting it together. That's just the kit. We're not pleased. And I would find out later my attorney wasn't pleased, which I was glad about. I'm like, oh, good. Something fucking rankles her feathers. So while waiting for our contractor to get us the estimate, the contractor our attorney suggested gets back to us. He's like, I don't even need to see it. He's like, I know what it is. He's like, $200, the number is ridiculous. Depending on what type of rail you get, it's going to be in the ballpark of $850 to $2,500 installed. That's what it's going to be. And remember, it not only needs to be installed, it needs to be installed to code.
Right.
So my wife passes this on to our attorney. The attorney's like, the seller's not going to like that. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. Also, there.
Tough shit.
Yeah, really.
Also, there are other issues from the town inspector.
Oh, no.
My wife, remember I said my wife asked about the deck around the pool.
Yeah.
Fucking always got to fucking. I mean, it's good that she did.
Yeah.
But once again, can't you just ever shut the fuck up?
Yeah, but you got to remember something, Debbie. You're not leaving there. You're going there. This is going to be. You know,
I understand. I in the long game, it is absolutely the correct thing to do. In my current state of mind dealing with this shit, shut up! Shut up, woman! But no. But yes. For the long game, it's the correct move.
Yeah. Because they'll catch up with you anyway.
Yeah, of course. So he's like, well, it never got the final inspection, but the current inspector knows the builder, and he's one of the most reputable builders in the town. So he'll allow it and the gate, but he will have a note that say we'll need to have a final inspection. So this is potential issues for when we sell. Our attorney's like, well, we'll get the final report on Wednesday. Our attorney's like, we can have the seller fix it, but there's no way we'll be able to close on Thursday, or we can possibly get credit and history shows we'll have an absurdly low credit
offer.
So now my wife is freaking out. She doesn't want us to lose the rate, and she doesn't want us to go through underwriting again.
Yeah.
So I see what's happening here. They're going to use this 12/10 loan expiration date to squeeze us. I see the tactic.
Yeah.
This is what I think is going on. My wife doesn't necessarily see it, and I've not been impressed with my attorney's ability to play the game. And this is the hard thing about not being in the room with everybody to read people.
Yep.
I mean, Joe, this is what we do. We read people. This is what we do for a living. Between sales
especially
and comedy.
Especially in negotiating, not only on stage, but also in negotiation, when you're sitting there cutting a deal on something, you know, reading where people are, what they want to do. There's a whole sort of finesse with negotiation body language, where you stand, where you sit, you know. So yeah, there's a lot to it.
So I go online and see what the rate is on Tuesday from my bank. It's essentially our rate. Like I said, we locked in at 2.99. It's 3.0. It's essentially the same thing. Okay. So I call my loan officer and fill her in about what's going on. I say the rate's basically the same. I said, what happens if we need an extension? So every negotiation we've had, I'm not really convinced that my attorney's playing hardball. I told you, my attorney used to work for the seller's attorney. Did I tell you guys that?
Yes.
Yeah, my attorney used to work for the seller's attorney, and I have a feeling he didn't teach her every trick that he knows.
Right.
But yeah, but I know. But this is freaking me out over here. But I think you need to have leverage. I think you need to play some hardball with this shit, because yes, we've been nice. And I don't know what these two attorneys are talking about that they're not telling us.
Right.
Because I don't trust them. And that's not a good feeling when you don't trust your attorney 100%. Like I want somebody who I would have been like as an attorney. I would have been a shark. No matter what type of law I practice, you know, I would have fought for...
Sometimes you're not going to get that. I mean, the lady I bought the house from, she wanted this attorney who was not a real estate attorney, but was a family attorney, and that was contingent on the sale. My attorney's going up there, you know, on the phone with me, going up the fucking wall because the guy doesn't know what he's doing because he's not a real estate attorney. You want the fucking house? We all have to deal with the guy. So it's bullshit.
So in my mind, I know the seller wants out of the house. Why else would she have put it on the market?
Yeah.
She needs to be out because she's under contract with the house she's buying.
So there's pressure on her now, and you can leverage that.
You would think. I have a house.
Yeah.
Like, that's the... And I remember, I've told this to...
Thank God you do, man. Thank God you do, and you're not under the gun to get out with somebody.
And I've told this... Remember, there's been times I said this to my real estate agent. You know, remember when we were talking about that house that we ultimately passed on with the septic tank, and she was kind of hemming on? I'm like, no, you don't get it. I have a house. I'm under no pressure to move. You know, and I've said...
You can work like a gentleman. You can work like a gentleman. You know, and thank God you do have the house. You're not under the gun to get out.
And I've taken this attitude with our attorney a few times. Like, listen, motherfuckers, I'm not getting kicked out of this place. We're good. We can stay here. So you know, I have a little bit of that let's dance in me. But anyway, and like, I mean, even if the wife is now the same. Listen, we don't move now. We'll move to the Carolinas in a couple of years. Once my daughter graduates, you know, we got a plan B.
Yeah.
But unless the rate really goes up by 12.10, we can extend for another 45 days free of charge. Worst case scenario, we can hold the rate at $32 a day, which is essentially a push for what that house would cost me on my mortgage. And now we don't, and this is important, loan officer says we don't have to go through underwriting again.
Right.
So now my wife feels much better. She says we're in a good place.
Good.
So later Tuesday, my wife talks to the town building inspector. He says, this is when we were supposed to have the show on Tuesday, and I went to my daughter's concert. Right. He says the gate has to be at least 4 feet high, which it's not. Who the fuck wants a 4 feet high gate on the deck?
It's code. It has to be at least 4 foot high.
Ugh.
All right, settle down, fence Nazi.
I'm sorry. I know that's the fucking code.
Oh, okay, good. Do you feel better now? You're the master of plumbing supplies and fencing. Good for you, Skippy.
Thank you so much.
Can you squirt some cream on him? He's starting to annoy me too.
Get a little closer to the screen, Joe.
I'm telling you the fucking law.
I understand. The building inspector said the same thing, dummy. I understand. I didn't think the building inspector's making shit up.
You don't know how many jobs we had to do for people to get a CO. That's why I'm being such a, you know. Sammy
know-it-all. Well, at ease, officer. our contractor prices it out, and the gate will be $800. Now, our lawyer has a pool, and they don't have a gate. They have an alarm that floats in the water. And the deck has not been inspected, but the inspector says the builder, like I said, is one of the most reputable ones. He'll pass it, but leave a notation that's not been inspected. So we need to worry about the rail and the pool. So my wife meets with the building inspector on Wednesday morning and says he's a lovely man. This is, again, is why we send the wife to deal with these things.
Yes.
I don't know where I was doing something. Like, I didn't even know she met with him. Like, I think I was out doing something. He's like, oh, coming back from the building inspector. And I'm like, oh, I was doing other shit.
Well, okay. She knew how it would turn out if you showed up, so she snuck out.
Well, listen, if the building inspector's going to start squirting cream and going in the middle of the meeting, oh, you're not keeping me engaged, there's going to be an issue. So we can get the alarm and some of the alarms for the window, which is cheaper, and it won't be an eyesore with the 4-foot gate lock on the deck. So we got to get one of these pool alarms and some alarms on, like, the window in case a little fucking kid who we don't have and don't know climbs through the window. And again, if you're stupid, much like the Peloton eating children, listen, let's do it now. You were never going to achieve middle management at TGI Fridays or Applebee's. The world is not losing anything here. But that's me.
Yeah, but you want to know something? Also, your homeowner's insurance might want to know what's going on and want to require that. So that's,
well, listen, I'm watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, and if somebody dies in your pool, from what I can tell from Curb Your Enthusiasm, if somebody dies in your pool, you must hire somebody who's unqualified to act in your new sitcom. So I don't want to go down that route. That's what I've learned from Curb.
That's not particularly helpful, but
that's the storyline arc for this season. So I'm just letting you guys know. All right.
Right.
So the question is, do we want a letter citing the violations? I'm like, yeah, we do want this letter because
yeah.
We want to present it. So we come up with the amount for the rail and the pool alarm system. We could have gone higher, but my wife came in a bit low, and I'm fine with it. Yeah. You know, we're trying to be nice.
Yeah, you're trying to work with it.
Yeah.
You know, not like screw them as hard as possible.
So now our lawyer needs to present this to their lawyer.
Right.
He thinks it's a good deal, and he'll advise the seller to take it. The two lawyers hash out how the payments will be made. So we're supposed to have the closing and the walkthrough on Thursday, last Thursday.
Right.
While our attorney and the seller's attorney are on the phone, the seller's attorney puts our attorney on hold, and he gets a call. It's from the lawyer from the home that our seller is buying from. You get this?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So the woman who our seller is buying from will not be ready to move out by the end of the month.
Oh, no.
Remember, I've given them to the 26th, which is very generous. So it's an estate. Her mother's dead, and she's living in the house. Again, this is a month away. Get the fuck out. So now our seller can't buy that house yet, which means she refuses to move out of the house we're buying.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So I tell our lawyer, I want out. You know me. I am usually patient, but when I've had enough, you know, much like Pop.
Enough is enough. And you know what? If you walk away, this woman is screwed because now she's buying a house and she has to put it back on the market again.
And she needs my money to buy that house. And she's under contract.
So it's good that you say that because, lady, you better get a rented apartment, get a condo, figure something out. Because you're going to be fucked if you walk away.
You better look into Airbnb, lady. I'm sick of your shenanigans.
But you guys,
you've kind of got the advantage on this.
Yeah, you would think. Anyway. Would it really be my story if I did? So apparently, we who actually have our shit together have zero leverage, which is counterintuitive.
It is.
We make the offer. Of our seller pays our mortgage insurance up through the 27th, which is what they said.
Right.
After that, we double the rate, and she has till January 9th to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know, because enough.
Just like that. Mm-hmm.
No, listen.
Get the fuck out.
So up until that point, she's not paying a penalty. She's paying the mortgage.
Right.
And then after that, she has another couple of weeks where it goes double, which is not even. I went low on this. My wife and the lawyer said we could even go higher, but you know she could get a good hotel room for this rate. And then by January 9th, you have got to leave.
Yeah.
So we tell our lawyer. I'm going on the road, which is true. And our lawyer's like, well, this is new to me. And we're like, well, we signed the contract on October 6th. We didn't really think my January travel schedule was going to be an issue when we signed the contract on October 6th.
We thought you'd be long in the rear view.
I didn't know this. Yeah, well, what club are you fucking booking? What is there? And by the way, can we send a bail?
Can we send a bail?
I was supposed to be sitting in my fucking house by the time I had to head out.
So she says she'll call our seller's attorney. Meanwhile, our real estate broker is out of town at a conference, so there'll be a fill-in for the walkthrough if it even happens on Thursday. So Wednesday night, I have to leave for a show, and we're waiting to hear from our attorney. We never hear back from our attorney. So I'm going to Andiamo. I'm closing my own show. I'm in a foul mood.
Oh, yeah.
So next morning, we call the attorney's office when it opens, and she calls back a little bit later, but she doesn't have much time to talk because what's she walking into? A fucking closing.
Not so, mine.
Wow, what's that like?
Yeah.
What's that like? Can I watch?
So their attorney refuses our offer, so we did not close on Thursday. So now we're not sure if it was the pricing or they get the fuck out by January 9th. Me and my wife were like, we tell our attorney we need to discuss things, me and my wife, because this is all happening so fast, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So we call our loan officer, and we decide we have to call her towards the end of the day on Friday to see where rates are, to see if it will cost us to extend our loan. So we'd have to lock in on Monday. You can't lock in on Friday because the rate expires on Friday, so you have to give it to the weekend. It's always fucking something.
Yeah.
So we call back our attorney, and we say, we're not closing today. Because we were supposed to be closing. We say, if we don't close by 12:15, our attorney is to send a time is of the essence letter. I thought you could send that right away, but you can't. A time is of the essence letter means the clock is ticking. If you do not close by a reasonable time, which is what the month is, you're in breach of contract.
Yeah.
So we are doing this. So essentially, we could have closed where she'd be paying us.
Right.
But it would be open-ended to who knows when the hell she would get out. So we're like, you know what? You're not going to pay us. We're going to send a time is of the essence letter on the 5th, unless I close tomorrow, which I don't see happening.
Enough with this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if she, that goes till December 29th. So she will have 2 more weeks. So we have to call our attorney tomorrow to send the time is of the essence letter. What happens after the 29th? I think she's in breach of contract. So I think we get out. We could get the deposit. I'll tell you one thing. It will not be negotiating, oh, let me just stay. No, no, no. You have until the 29th. And if it goes after that, this offer will be pulled. The next offer will be lower. Because now I think I finally have the leverage. So we have done this.
I can't believe how she is so stupid where the money from the sale of her house is contingent on buying the other house. If this falls through, she loses the money. She can't buy this house. And where is she going to be?
Well, this is her grand scheme. She wants to do both closings on the same day.
Next to impossible. That's unicorn shit.
Nope.
But
it is unicorn shit.
But apparently, up until the 30 days, we have no leverage, which I don't understand. What's the point of having a contract if nobody's going to adhere to it?
Thank you.
I don't understand how we, the ones who put the deposit down, have the money, we're told to get our shit together, have our shit together, and she can't do it. I don't know. And she's got 3 sons. Does nobody want this woman to live with them? I don't see it.
No, apparently not, because she's so wishy-washy. She's such a pain in the pills.
Really, what you do is you get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You get the fuck out.
What I did, I was homeless for almost 2 weeks. Because they weren't ready to close on my own house. I had to get out. They wanted to close on the 15th. They're not going to be ready the 28th. I stayed in a motel for a week. And then when they finally got the firm data, I stayed at the compound for the other week. You know?
Yeah.
So our attorney calls the other attorney. Calls the seller's attorney and says, if this isn't done by the 15th, which is tomorrow, which as far as I know it won't be, they're on the clock. So he's like and then he goes, like, the client may be able to get out by the 15th, which just pisses my wife off to no end. Because, like, my wife thinks, and she might be right on this one, she thinks that this is all about that she didn't want to pay rent to stay in her house.
It's not going to be your house anymore.
So this,
you know what? Anthony did that when he sold the compound. But the guy, he wasn't ready to move, so he stayed in for another 2 weeks. The guy wanted a quick close, and Ann said that's fine. But I you know, my other place is not ready, so he stayed another 2 weeks there and paid rent.
Which, remember, yeah, we were willing to do.
Totally.
We were, but now because the house she's buying isn't ready after those 2 weeks, which is just ridiculous. Then you just got to swallow hard and go, all right, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's the way, you know. But that money is the money from your deposit is contingent on the deposit on the other house. It doesn't have to go back in the market again. I don't know why she's being. This woman sounds like she doesn't have a lot of common sense.
Right.
Or you know what? Her and her lawyer are playing my lawyer. I don't know. There could be that too, because now remember she's not paying to stay in the house anymore. We essentially let that go.
Yeah.
Just to have this drop dead date again. I don't know what the purpose of it. I don't understand. This is why I was like furious at our lawyer. Yeah. I'm like, how do we have no leverage when we're the ones who have money in and we're the ones ready to go? How do we have no leverage?
Ask your lawyer that. You're paying them a fee. They're working for you. The lawyers work a few. Ask them why? It's, you know.
So, but my wife said to me the other night.
You know, you don't take bullshit. Ask them.
I did. My wife said to me the other night. She goes, you know what? I don't even care. I'm over it. We're both like something that should have been, that we were really looking forward to has just been made so miserable. Like, you know what? Fuck it. If we don't get the house, we'll stay here for another couple of years. My daughter will graduate. We'll go to the Carolinas. You know, we'll get a much bigger house for less money, and that'll be it. So then the cleaning service calls and says they're closing on December 31st. The date they gave us!
God.
So now they've rescheduled to January 4th, and my wife's freaking out. I'm like, well, we don't even know when the hell we're closing, so don't worry about it yet. So Friday, the rates are the same, but like I said, we can't lock in until Monday. So we gambled it would stay the same, and on Monday, the rates were the same. So it's called floating. So Monday comes and the rates are the same. So we go in to lock in, and our loan officer says she'll call us back. She always calls right back. Several hours pass.
That doesn't sound good.
Would I be telling the story if it was good?
No.
No. Are you new to the show? I get the best of scammers. The world gets the best of me. That's how that's how this shit works.
Yes, that is.
Everybody shits on me but scammers. And Joe, usually.
I feel bad for you on this one.
Thank you. That's how bad you know this is.
I know.
So she calls me. We can't lock in.
Why not?
Because the manager thought she was doing us a favor and locked us in for another 5 days. So now we can't lock in until tomorrow. But the loan officer says they'll make it right by us. Whatever, so I don't know what that means, because this is what we want. The rate has stayed at 3.0, which is essentially 2.99. I don't know how much. I don't think it's that much money different.
You
gotta quibble about that, please. You know.
So that is where we are with that.
Oh God!
It's just so depressing, and it's just like. It's like, what the? Because we already have furniture ordered. I have the TV. You know, we have all the shit. Our closing date was November 15th.
You're so ready to go.
And everything has to be put on hold. I don't understand. This makes no sense. And then I guess it could go to litigation, which it would be. But I'm ready to fucking sue. It'll cost. Because if I'm going to sue, I'm going to sue for cost too.
Of course.
Because this is just ridiculous.
No.
This has to be a breach of contract. But I don't know. So it's all up in the air. So tomorrow, theoretically, they're on.
Well, look, you were like a law school graduate.
No, I wasn't. I didn't graduate. it's like you know things. You're like a Mensa member. No, it's not.
but you could see in the contract where they could be in breach. Is there anything there that's saying that they're in breach?
Well, I mean, I've done some reading up on real estate law. I mean, if they wanted to challenge it, a judge would have to see, are we giving them enough time? If time is of the essence, was it necessary to say time is of the essence? I'm pretty confident when I see that. We signed on October 6th.
Yeah.
They signed on October 22nd, and we're going to the end of January, that they would say we're not being unreasonable.
No.
Yeah, absolutely, you're not.
No, this has been stretching out and being ridiculous for a long time now. This is too far.
Yeah, it really has taken any pleasure in this. We were looking forward to it.
Yeah, right. And it's like you want it to feel like a home, like an exciting adventure. And it's like now you guys are just like, I'm ready to walk away.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's, you know, we'll start again. All right.
I know Joe wanted to tell us briefly about his two Genesis concerts.
Yeah, it was a really great show.
All right, and now break.
No, it's very good. I saw them both on Madison Square Garden. I saw them at USB Arena. And as a major Genesis fan, Phil Collins he sounds a little flat here and there, but it was amazing to see him. He still had his personality. He still, you know, he still was very engaging. It's a little sad because, you know, they tuned down and, you know, he had a couple of flat spots, but you could see the emotion that he was giving, and the emotion that he had in his singing overcame a lot of the flat spots.
Yeah.
Chester Thompson was a touring drummer that used to play with, you know, with them. He is not on the tour, but just to see his son, Nick Collins, who did a phenomenal job of playing, and just seeing the father and the son there was amazing. Tony Banks is my idol, played phenomenally both nights. The band was really good, and for fans, it was a great way to say goodbye to each other. And it was a great show. And they're not coming around again. I mean, these guys are in their 70s and stuff like that. And going on tour is grueling. I don't care how old you are. So it was a really great time. And for a simple fact that they hadn't played together since 2007, and as recently as a year and a half ago, I'm on all the fan sites, and we were like, could you imagine if they did? Could you imagine? And then hearing they might, and then the tours announced, are they coming to the States? And they are. And then seeing them twice in the same week, it was amazing. And Davin, at the merch table at both shows, you remember when we went to the Studebaker Museum?
Yes.
The lady there would have been, relaxed, slow down, calm down. It was worse than when I was there at the merch. I blew a lot of money.
Joe is draped in $50 Genesis t-shirts. He's ensconced in concert merch.
Yes, I got two $50 t-shirts. I got an $85 sweatshirt. I did get a ball sack t-shirt at Madison Square Garden for $20.
There you go.
You know, but I spent a bloody fortune, but it was worth every penny.
Is Peter Gabriel dead?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. There are other singers. Peter Gabriel alive or dead?
Gabriel's alive.
So why couldn't they tour with Peter Gabriel?
There's a lot to it because Gabriel's been out of the band. You know what it is? A lot of people remember them pretty much from the 80s, all the hits from the 80s.
Yep.
You know, they'll do a lot of the songs from the 80s. They did the full versions because they were shorter songs. A lot of the older stuff they did medleys of because they were a lot longer songs. But the one good thing is that I've got all the live albums. I've seen them live a lot of times. They mixed up the medleys this time. It's not like it's the same medley they did. They threw a lot of curveballs in there, which was phenomenal, which means that they're not just calling them off. They made it really interesting. So as for all major Genesis fans were happy. I mean, it was still flat of yeah, but the emotion was there, and you felt bad for him because a lot of times where he'd go back and play the drums, he just sat there in the back, you know, where you felt bad for him because he would be playing with Chester, but he's just sitting there. So there was a lot of emotion.
You know what they should have given him? You know what you give the guy who doesn't play the drums anymore? You give him the tambourine. They should have given. They should have let him. What?
Because there's a little tambourine solo he used to do in this song called You Know What I Like, and he did a little bit of it in the show. So
there you
a
go.
Lot of diehard Genesis fans, including myself, are very pleased with these shows.
Good.
Cool.
Good. All right. Now we're going to take a break. Now we are. And Pip got a car, and we're happy that Pip has a car, and it worked out.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you.
Pip has a new place to put her shit. But if that's a story, we'll do it another. We'll do it next week. Is that a story?
Not really.
Okay, good. You listened to me. You went out. You drove other cars. You found one. You didn't. Good. You didn't stay to just one fucking area. Good for you. Was it a dealership close to home?
Yeah.
Good. Perfect. Good. And it wasn't a guy who talked down to you?
No.
Good.
No, not at all.
Did you have Mr. Helix with you?
No.
Really?
No, I did it by
Guy's good for nothing, that guy. Fucking can't get off
always
the fucking
walk,
couch.
I can always walk away.
Yeah. Mr. Helix, good for nothing. Can't stand by his woman. Wait, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Won't even get off the couch. All right. Anyway.
God.
What? Did I throw a flame far through? No.
Anyway. We got to put this. Look, I know we're pressed for time. We'll move on. Write this down. It's got to go in the first segment next week.
What?
her car buying experience.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
You want to move it along? I'm not being a dick. You want to move it along? So fine. But yeah. We need to discuss this at some juncture.
Okay. Okay.
On the break, we got new music from Chris Flake with Digital Bubblegum, and you can learn more about Chris at khb-music.de. We also got new music from Davey Long with Flesh and Blood, and you can learn more about Davey at fluttertone.com. We come back, New York City, baby, the first place where you can get high legally with the needle, and we'll tell you what news personality is in a Twitter feud with the Auschwitz Museum, because why wouldn't you be in a Twitter feud with a Holocaust museum, and what Nazi children books maybe you can look forward to. So much to get